What is entrepreneurship? Welcome to this episode. I'm so glad that you can join me. Today, I want to dive a bit deeper into this topic of entrepreneurship. What is entrepreneurship? Why do we hear so many people calling themselves entrepreneurs? And I'm showing an air quote here because what entrepreneurship is, what it is portrayed on Instagram and Facebook and all those social media sites is not the actual definition of an entrepreneur. If you say an entrepreneur is someone who is just free, who's working for him or herself, building a big business or a successful venture, and they just living the life, that is not the true definition of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is much more complex, but also there is a difference between entrepreneurship and a self-employed person, a small business owner. Those two things aren't exactly the same. And I hope in this episode that I can explain it out of my point of view, what is the difference between the two, as well as what entrepreneurship is for me personally. So let's dive into this subject of entrepreneurship. So of course, if you Google this, Wikipedia's definition of entrepreneurship is, entrepreneurship is the creation or extraction of value. With this definition, entrepreneurship is viewed as change, generally installing risk beyond what is normally encountered in starting a business, which may include other values than simply economic ones. That is the definition of entrepreneurship according to Wikipedia. According to the normal definition of Oxford, is the activity of setting up a business or businesses, taking on financial risk in the hope of a profit. That's basically the definition of entrepreneurship according to Oxford. According to Investopedia, which is a phenomenal site for anyone who wants to know more about business, markets, money, and finances, definitely Investopedia, some of the best resources you can get online for free, investopedia.com, of course, not sponsored at all, but definitely a great site. What is an entrepreneur? According to Investopedia, an entrepreneur is an individual who creates a new business, bearing most of the risk and enjoying most of the reward. The entrepreneur is commonly seen as an innovator, a source of new ideas, goods, services, and business, etc. Entrepreneurship or entrepreneurs play a key role in an economy, using the skills and initiative necessary to anticipate needs and bring goods to the market, new ideas to the market. That is basically what they explain what an entrepreneur is. Do I agree with most of what they said? Absolutely. But let's talk about the difference between a small business owner or a self-employed person and an entrepreneur. A small business owner or a self-employed person, let's just call them self-employed people. A self-employed person is someone who starts out with a product or a service, who then later on wants to become a business. But normally they are in this stage for many, many years. They sell a product or they do a service and then they call themselves entrepreneurs. Can we call them entrepreneurs? I believe so. I believe you can call them entrepreneurs. Does that define exactly what entrepreneurship is? I do not believe so, but they took on the risk to begin their own thing. They are their own boss, so that's quite cool. They take on all the risk of doing this service or product. But there is a difference to that. So that is what we call a self-employed person. But the biggest difference between the two is a self-employed person works in his or her business. They work in their business. What does that mean? Let's say, for example, I sell books, okay? I sell books and I work in my own shop. I have my own business. I've set it up on e-commerce and it's on it's in a brick and mortar store here in Pretoria at an awesome location. And I am a so-called entrepreneur, and I'm really trying to define the two really well. So I have this business and I pitch up every day, lock, you know, open the store, get all the books ready, get the cashier out, get the invoices ready, you know, do marketing, get people into the store, and I sell books. That's awesome. I sell books and I buy the book for $100 or $10 and I sell them for $20 or 200 rand, whatever the case might be, and I turn a profit. That's awesome. I am doing a business venture. I am a self-employed person. Kudos, I have a small business, something that I can be proud of. Let's say tomorrow I am sick. What will happen to my business? Now, of course, I can get someone in to work in my business and do the book selling for me and maybe make a bit less in net profit. But then, of course, I have someone that is doing the work for me, is outsourcing the work to them, getting in an employee or a contract worker, and they will sell my books. So for example, in this scenario, if I am sick and I do not have the capacity to get someone to sell the books for me on the day that I am sick, or maybe every day, that business cannot continue. So what does that mean? If I take myself out of the business will die because I work in the business. I run the business. I keep the business afloat. And so if I take myself out of the business, it will literally die. It cannot continue without me. That is a self-employed person. Do I hope that everyone that's starting out as a self-employed person will become an entrepreneur, beginning to insert systems and to have the ability to take them out of the business and still continuing to build a big business or a medium-sized business? Yes, that's completely true. I hope for everyone to learn how to build systems, build a business that can continue without being present. That is the main word. A business that can continue without being present. That is the one thing that for me sums up entrepreneurship in its entirety. Because is entrepreneurship easy? Excuse me. Is entrepreneurship easy? Not at all. Is entrepreneurship worth it? I believe so. Does everyone who wants to become an entrepreneur or even start out as a self-employed person, a small business owner, ever make it? Probably not. It's 95% against you that you will never own a big business. That's just statistics that we can cite. But at the end of the day, is it worth it? Yes. We can ask Jeff Bezos. We can ask Elon Musk. We can ask Mark Cuban. We can ask all these big business and entrepreneurs. This is actually what they are. They are entrepreneurs because they have already taken themselves out of their business and it is flourishing without them present. Does that mean they don't want to be in their business? Not at all. Some people like to do the day-to-day things. That is completely true. But do they have the ability to take themselves out for 90 days? As Vusi said, this is Vusi Tembokwanyo. He's a phenomenal South African entrepreneur, someone that I would highly recommend you to follow as well. And he said it plainly, and I'm definitely giving him all the credit for this, because this made me thought as well, is can I take myself 90 days out of my business and the business can still continue? Can I do that? If I can't do that, I am a self-employed person. And that is something that I've asked myself literally 100 times in the last year. And I continuously ask myself, can I take myself out of the business and the business still continue? It is a question for any person, any aspiring entrepreneur to ask themselves. That is something I think we need to discuss and something that we need to focus on. It is something definitely challenging my mindset. Now, what other things is with this big umbrella word entrepreneurship? What is the definition or the full capacity of an entrepreneur? Entrepreneur is someone that works on their business more hours than what you think. That is an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is someone that will pitch up 7 days a week, anytime, Christmas, Saturdays, Sundays, even on their birthday, they will pitch up. That is an entrepreneur. Do entrepreneurs only do it for the so-called hand clap? I don't believe so. My definition of an entrepreneur is they do it because they know there will be a reward. Is the reward against you? Yes, 95%. Because most small businesses and aspiring entrepreneurs fail because they don't want to put in the time. They don't want to put in the effort. Mark Cuban said in his book, I'm going to forget the book's name. It's basically The Sport of Doing Business. You can just Google it, by Mark Cuban. He said the one thing that you can control is your effort. An entrepreneur can control his or her effort. And if we can't do that, then we are not aspiring entrepreneurs. That's why I call myself an aspiring entrepreneur. I'm someone that I do not believe I'm at the full level of entrepreneurship. I'm still young, I'm still building, I'm still failing, I'm still learning, I'm doing things wrong, I'm doing things right, and so on. But then I look at these entrepreneurs in the sense of Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Gary Vaynerchuk, Mark Cuban, and I see them, and they still fail, and they still build. And they are the not the pinnacle, but they are those who I look up to in entrepreneurship. As an entrepreneur, as an aspiring entrepreneur. And so I'm not sitting here at a point that I'm just like, I'm an entrepreneur, I've done everything right, I can leave 90 days and my business will flourish. Not at all. Not at all. But I'm testing myself. I'm trying to do it 3 days. I'm trying to do it 5 days. See if the business can continue. Can everything go as it should? Can I outsource or not? That is something that you need to look to as well. There is another book that I would like to recommend to you. That is The 4-Hour Workweek from Tim Ferriss. The 4-Hour Workweek from Tim Ferriss is a great book, great read. So many resources, so many tools that is given in that book. And that is something I can recommend for any aspiring entrepreneur. I really hope that this episode just helped you or just maybe shifted something in your mind as an aspiring entrepreneur. If you have any questions or comments or disagreements, please tweet me on Twitter, of course, at StefanDreP. That is my tag, but it's also in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for listening and for viewing my content. I really appreciate it. Remember, I do have my own blog, StefanDre.com. That will also be in the description of this episode. And then till next time, for all the aspiring entrepreneurs, keep on failing and keep on persisting. The persistent character will keep you going, and hopefully you will attain success. Till next time, have a great day.